just a... Listen, that is not the most embarrassing thing to happen in this studio today.
Well, yeah, this is true.
I made a stupid noise, yeah, but sure. But on the scale of things that we should be ashamed of, that is way down the list.
I didn't record the noise, so no one's going to hear it.
Well, then it never happened.
It never happened.
Yeah, if
never
the happened. Tree falls in the never forest. Happened. If a queen screams in the forest, there's no one
And here. Kylie wasn't there. Did it really
did
happen?
It really happened.
In case you haven't worked out by this noise, the Boofcast.
Oh, hi.
Hi. It has been ages.
Well,
it's been so long since we've done a proper one.
It's been ages for us to be in here together, but they've been going out every week like normal.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been listening to them.
They've been dribbling out.
Yeah, some of them are all right. Some of them are vile pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the Where's Where special?
I can't. I just
see that one. I just heard, you know, sometimes we release a podcast, sometimes it's just discharge.
This is the fabulous Anna Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan, and the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Pip, pip, kills.
We have some craziness for you.
It's very silly.
It's been really stupid.
Dumb.
Well, I think you're right when you said we've jumped the shark. This is third season Glee.
We've bedazzled the shark.
So, welcome to season 4 of the podcast.
Hi.
This may be the last one.
Fingers crossed, fellas. Fingers
crossed. It's recently come to my attention that I love Toas.
Talk poofy to me.
Now, what did you want to talk to us about this week, Colin Matroney?
I want to know how many of you guys in the studio have ever been to Captain Cook's Cottage?
Oh, my God. Hang on.
In the daytime or nighttime?
Yeah.
I have. I've been there often with my friend Janet McLeod, who points out that nearby the Mock Tudor Village, which is more of an instruction than an
app. Have you just
popped in there from the beat in the Treasury Gardens? Is that what's happening?
No, I have never been there.
Oh,
I just
never.
So you
haven't been Captain Cook cottaging?
No, but I did drive past it the other day and I thought, gee, it's very tiny.
It is very small.
Yes.
Was he a very small man, or...?
Captain Cook.
I guess he must have been.
Well, he was a seaman, so he wouldn't have been very big at all.
Dear me.
Oh, my God.
It's not there anymore, but nearby Captain Cook's cottage used to be Governor Latrobe's cottage.
Oh.
That in the very early days of the National Trust, they were so dedicated to preserving our nation's heritage that one year they dismantled it and put it on the back of a truck as a moomba float.
it's
not even his cottage. It's just the cottage that they just went, let's just say Captain Cook lived in there.
Well, it did sort of strike me as being quite a long way away from the water. And why would you do that?
It was moved here to Melbourne from England, where he lived.
From Yorkshire. Yeah. Ostensibly, but this is the thing, it wasn't.
Brick by brick, supposedly.
It wasn't built here before Australia was discovered. Look, this is... I might go and colonise where my holiday house is. It's real nice down there.
Which brings us quite beautifully to homophobia.
Oh. Oh.
Are you going to make fun of the fairy tree now?
No. People are sometimes confused about what homophobia is. Like if you're at the Greyhound, for instance, and someone says, oh, get a load of her, look what she's got on, la, 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 la. I hate that.
We've been there. We know.
Bitchy and critical. That's not homophobia.
That's just Twinkie.
That's just drinking.
That's twinkophobia.
Or if you're at a sex club, I know that none of our panel have been to one of those establishments.
No,
but my aunt has and told me about it.
I've actually got a bed in one of the sex clubs. Like, you know how in...
You've got a plaque?
Yeah. If you go to the arts centre enough, they'll put your name on the back of a chair.
You have to pay for that.
Right. Oh, I've paid, Colin.
I'm sure.
I've paid with elasticity.
If you've done a circuit of one of those venues and people don't seem even remotely interested in you, that may not be homophobia.
No, that's definitely not homophobia. That's called disinterest.
Yes. Profound disinterest.
That's called Saturday again.
So are you saying that some people might mistake personal insults for generic, anti-gay insults?
Well, let, like, if all of us, I guess, have met the occasional homophobulist, homosexualist, is just incredibly dull and boring and whatever.
Yes.
And they'll be at a dinner party and sort of boring the pants off somebody about some sort of whatever topic.
Probably retail, knowing Poofters.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I love their retail.
China patterns.
Oh. Or Topshop. Yeah. Yes, okay.
Oh, I was in the queue for an hour for Zara.
Oh, my God. But they were playing Lady Gaga, so it was fine.
Yeah. Oh. So you'd meet someone like that at a dinner party, and, like, people go, like, I just want to get away from this person. Just shoot me in the face. I just please. But, and then that person will say, oh, X doesn't like me because he's homophobic.
Mm.
You think, well, no, it's actually because you're a dick.
So what you're suggesting is that the tag of homophobe is being devalued by tedious poofters slinging it at each other as an insult. What you're getting at is that the seriousness of the homophobic tag is being diluted by trivial abuse.
But Toby, you always bring things into sharp focus for us.
Oh.
That's because I've been to university.
Yes.
A number of times.
He keeps going on about that.
I'd point it out to him, but he'd call me a homophobe.
Now, there is a serious side to homophobia, of course.
Yes. Well, we don't want to... No, go on. Sorry.
No, I mean...
Yes, come on. We've all had some laughs with homophobia, but come on, it's time to settle down. Settle down, everyone. Come on.
I mean, of course, homophobia can result in... there can be state-sanctioned homophobia, which can result in execution, which would not be sort of funny.
No.
Is it Burma where they do that? There's some country recently
Middle
that started...
Middle East.
Iran.
Yeah, killing people left, front, and centre.
Yeah, there's quite a list.
Mm.
There's quite a list of the killing people all-stars.
And then you've got homophobia, which is sort of has its basis in the family, where you think as a homosexual child, oh gosh, I'm a bit weird and a bit odd, and that's been confirmed to me by my siblings and my parents. And God help us all. Well, isn't this odd? I'm saying God help us all, but God help us all if they're religious, because that can lead to some very unhappy outcomes. And I think that that can also lead to internalized homophobia, which can be a very, very big problem for
present.
People.
Present. Yeah. You can tick my name off there.
Yeah.
Fine.
Being embarrassed about your love of Eurovision is not internalized homophobia.
I'm not embarrassed.
Or being hypercritical about being on a poof cast with two people who you don't particularly like.
No, that is his homophobia. That's not the being critical. That's just sitting here and putting up with us. That's the internalised homophobia.
I was just wondering which one of us you were talking about. That's all.
We're in a crocodile death roll of mutual self-loathing.
Isn't it weird about crocodiles, you know? Because when they... I am kind of running off on a tangent here, but there is something very disturbing about crocodiles who kind of like kill you and then put you in a kind of underwater thing, like a sort of a pantry.
Like snap lock, kind of.
And they go back to you and have a bit of a munch now and then, and it's all very sinister.
No, I love crocodiles because crocodiles are the fat people of the animal kingdom. Because they sit there, like, doing nothing for, like, days on end until they get hungry and they have a little burst of energy. They run to the human buffet, grab something off, roll it around, and then go... Yeah, I'm gonna eat that for the next 2 weeks. Just snack at it while I'm watching my Golden Girls box set.
Yeah, but they're like the fat kid at the Christmas party who just kind of fills napkins with cakes and then goes and hides them around the house and then will come back every now and then. Nom, 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 nom.
Homophobia.
Sorry.
Yes. Homophobia. Yes, can also be quite rampant at schools, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And I guess there's a really fantastic initiative that's supported by the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development and the Department of Health, which is called the Safe Schools Coalition, and they...
I've seen this in the newspaper, and there's heaps of, like, happy teenage poofs on the front page.
Is that the Gay Straight Alliance thing that's sort of popping up?
Yeah. So they're kind of really dedicated to create safe I guess, educational environments for same-sex attracted and gender-questioning young folk.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically a whole bunch of stuff. So there's sort of, it's really formed to provide resources and, I guess, consultancy for every school.
It's also about changing the culture too. Because what it says is that the default position should not be sort of, you know, at best benign tolerance.
Mm.
It should be active support.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's right. Very hard to change a culture, though. Like, that's a bit of an uphill battle, I think.
Yeah, but it happens because,
it does happen,
you
yes.
know, like 100 years ago, I mean, this is a pat example, but women couldn't vote and,
no.
you know, and blacks had to sit at the back of the bus, mm. you know. So
yes.
it's possible to do, but it's a very tedious effort, and you have to be very vigilant in it, you know, and you have to smack things down. It's in the little things. Do you know what I mean?
It's the devil's in the details.
Yeah, it's when Sam Newman calls someone a faggot or something like
yeah.
that, you know, like that's where it changes. Like, it mm. changes in big initiatives like schools things or mm. legal discrimination or whatever, but like the root cause of it is in those tiny little cultural little...
Yeah, so it's about the words people use and
yeah,
how they relate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's
yes.
like when you call anything that's vaguely shithouse gay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you guys sort of sit with regard to gays, us saying, oh, you're so gay?
If it's us, that's, you know, it's...
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. It's like, you know, only a person of a certain colour can call someone a person of a certain colour.
Yes. Yeah.
Here's me trying not to say nigger on the podcast.
Yeah. Beep. Oh, fuck.
You missed it again.
Oh, damn.
But you know what I mean? I think, like, it's fine for me to call Scott a faggot because
yeah.
he is.
Yeah, a massive faggot.
But then
it's all about context.
But if someone else called him a faggot, I would get very upset.
Well, if there was someone that I didn't know very well who started calling me faggot in a kind of jokey way, I would be like, hang on, I don't you know you well enough
yeah.
to yes, be able to call me that.
It's a privilege that you have to earn.
Yes, 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 exactly.
You know, it's like when, you know, two straight guys who are always called Dave... For interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like when one Dave says to another Dave, oh, you fucking bastard. Like, mm. that's fine. But if you go into your chemist and go, I'd like some aspirin, please, you fucking bastard. Like,
yeah.
that has an edge yeah. to it. Do you know what I mean? It's a contextual thing rather than the specific word itself, I think.
But what about the word gay when kids say that?
Like,
so
jeans
gay.
Are gay.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah,
that
sets
so
my teeth on edge.
It does set my teeth on
See,
edge.
See, it
too.
Did used to set my teeth on edge. And then I just went, you know what? Kids are dumb. And maybe yep. we need to stop using gay as a word to describe us and just go, well, just hand that one
that
over.
That is so homosexualist.
Let's forget gay. Gay's gay.
I just want to finish up by asking you guys a question, and that is, do you think it's homophobic of me to want to think that Kurt from Glee should be gassed?
No, see, I think that's less a sexuality thing and more a just fucking irritating
now,
thing.
Now, see, now you're getting into making fun of the Holocaust, and we all know that's a bad
that's
thing.
That's a bad thing.
No,
he's not talking like gas. He's talking about like a cockroach bomb just set off in the
I thought maybe he was like a Dutch oven.
That was not a reference to the Holocaust. It's actually a very popular method of execution.
Oh. Well, we're glad you're up to speed with that kind of thing, Colin. That'll come in handy.
I don't want the injection. I think I might have the gassing.
Yes. What irritates you about him?
Well, I just hate the way on television, and to a degree this happened on the United States of Tara as well,
mm.
is that any homosexual child has to be this little twinkie dweeb
yeah.
who wears a bow tie and you know, doesn't have sex and is just is crying all the time. For
yeah. In fairness, that's a phase we do all go through.
Yeah. I think that's also something to do with the writers of these shows who probably were like that when they were kids, so they're only writing what they know.
Mm.
And right. people who identify as gay at that age generally are fairly effeminate and
do you know what's really refreshing? There's a sitcom
and show busy.
There's a sitcom on at the moment called Happy Endings. It's got a gay character.
Yeah.
And he's a fucking slob. He's a Dave. He's a total Dave about it. He's a slob and he throws beer cans at the wall and like and he farts and is, you know, and he's unshaven, and then once in a while he'll just go, oh bro, that guy's ass is so sweet. It's really refreshing. I really enjoy it.
Well, I guess that depiction of gay men that you see in Glee, that particular character, in and of itself isn't necessarily such a bad thing, but if that's all there is,
but that's, I think that's, you know, years ago that was all there was,
yeah.
but now that's all there is for kind of kids, like for young kids. But I think that's just because that's all
anyone
knows.
I can't imagine a character on Glee just spending the whole time talking about how much anal he's having.
Imagine Lea Michele doing that. Right.
There was a scene in Glee where Turovsky, the fat football jock,
actually. Oh, I loved him.
And that was great.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a new show on the ABC which has got some very odd gay characters.
Oh,
in it.
Really? What's that called?
Outland.
I didn't watch it. They're very shrill. Oh, I liked the lesbian. She was good.
That show's just full of cliches.
I know.
I haven't seen it yet.
Aboriginal lesbian in a wheelchair. I mean, how many boxes can you tick?
Exactly.
Politically correct ABC.
Yes.
I haven't seen it, and I'm not going to see it because it's already offended me.
Oh, okay. No, fair enough, too. That's how we should react to everything that offends us.
It's just pretend it isn't there. Yeah.
I did like someone complained about it on the YouTube. You know, YouTube commenters are worse than Green Guide
letterwriters.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd said, oh, my God, so many stereotypes. This is just ridiculous.
It's what? Like,
and I wrote back saying, yes, you're right. We're not going to show it on the ABC. We're going to leave you with the myriad of very well-rounded gay characters that are on Australian TV now.
Yes.
You know, that guy on Neighbours and the one that's on Pack to the Rafters once every 6 weeks.
Right, yeah.
What fucking stereotypes are they talking about? Oh, that old-fashioned hackneyed thing of gay science fiction nerds.
Yeah, oh, that old chestnut.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, I am so sick. Oh, my God. Do you know what I hate? I hate that bit in The Wizard of Oz when Toto is wearing a Darth Vader mask. Yeah. Oh, my God, I am so over it. Oh.
You know what I think would have improved Outland?
Yes.
Is if Chris Lilley played all the characters.
Oh, of course. That would have been great.
Even the woman.
Yeah.
Chris Lilley in blackface in a wheelchair.
Oh, it's good, Chris Lilley. He does the voices, doesn't it?
Do you know, when we were doing casting, we went, we should just check that there isn't an Aboriginal lesbian in a wheelchair that can act before we cast.
Oh, just in case there's actually one.
You know, that gets upset that, you know, we've got a pop star in our chair.
Yeah. It's like, truly, I'm the only one in this country, and I didn't
get the gig. And you picked her?
This poor woman who's been hanging out for the role of a lifetime for 25 years. It will come. I'll be patient. It will happen. It will happen. And then Christine Anus steals her thunder.
I think she's fantastic.
She's really good.
She's better than you, Adam.
Yeah. I have no range.
No, you do. You've got shrill and more shrill.
I think the technical term for that is shrill and shriller.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the tinnitus-inducing Adam Richard.
Now, Colin, before we let you go, is there anything else you want to say on the subject of homophobia?
A strange sort of way, yes. I just think it will be with us forever, because I think the most virulent homophobe that we need to deal with is ourselves when we're children, because we're all raised as heterosexuals, and look how well that works out for all of us.
That is so mystic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Toby, if I'm ever in that studio face to face with all your faces, I'm going to slap them all.
And there we
have. Who's the homophobe?
There we have our homophobe.
Bye bye.
Thanks, Colin.
He's clever. He's good. He knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
he knows a lot of stuff.
He knows what he's on about. I'm amazed that we went from Captain Cook's cottage to homophobia to Glee to Outland. Like, that was seamlessly.
That was all seamless. Thanks, Colin.
Although I did not lift my guy skirt, Michael. It twirled up.
Talk poofy to me.
I just went in. It's cold, right? And I just went into the water in my undies.
How hot
is that?
Where are you?
Where are you?
I'm in Portsea.
Oh, my God. Oh.
It's not. Yep. Portsea is like in Victoria, where it's overcast and about 20.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
That's the point. Right. No, it's really, I just literally, it's better than 5 bloody Gatorades to get rid of the hangover.
Right.
Can I just point something out? We just asked where's Snelling, where he was, and he told us in one word.
Yes. Worst segment ever, Wes.
He just said Portsy, like it was no big deal.
Yeah, well, it's not. We're finished with that segment.
Oh, really?
That's what you think.
Yes.
I know where I am now. Thank you. Thanks for your assistance.
Oh, was it? Oh,
what are you doing in Ports? Are you on holiday?
Spiritual thing.
Look, I've been... Look.
don't tell us. We don't care.
Look. What are you doing there?
Oh, no, look, I'm exactly... I've been stuck in a theatre for 2 weeks, literally, because I'm so theatrical.
Yeah.
And I was getting cabin fever, and my other friends that I have were going to their holiday house in Portsea. So
when you say friends, do you mean women with vaginas?
I'm the only gay here.
Oh, my God. Oh, you'll find someone else.
It's working on it.
Right.
yeah, so I'm getting some eyes from the odd boy.
Right.
Because you're swimming in your underpants.
Yes. In minus 20 degrees weather.
We're just trying to fake drowning so some lifeguard comes.
Help!
I'm drowning. Sir, could you get out of the fountain, please?
By saying that when I say swimming and going into the ocean, I mean like kind of paddling around in the shallow bay area of Blair Gowrie.
Are you on the front beach? You're not in Portsea at all, you fucking queen.
You're
on the front beach at Blair Gowrie. Oh, my God.
Nowhere near Portsea.
That's not even a beach. That's just a public toilet with fish. Fucking hate Blair Gowrie.
It is incredibly, getting back to being the only gay, it's incredibly liberating.
Really?
Being the only gay?
Yes.
Because you feel special?
Well, everyone just...
You know, more than you look.
Is it because you get to lie and just say, no, you have to bring me my drinks. That's how gays work.
Yes.
That's how the gays do it.
Yes.
And you become more of a novelty and...
Do you feel like Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes?
I feel a bit more like Quentin Crisp, but then that's...
Oh, you said crisp. That made me think of a lettuce.
And out at all, because we're just drawing it all together.
How many podcasts have you done now and you're still crapping on about the damn letter? Oh,
it's because it's so funny.
It's one of our recurring jokes.
Don't make us the bad guys. You fucked the letters. Don't make that our bad.
So I've got an idea right for a new segment.
Right.
What is it?
Right, okay, so there's two options. Either... I'll just say it out loud because I want to find a segment... That is worse than Wes.
Right.
So I'm going to call it Wes's Truth or Dare.
Right.
Ooh. Wes's Truth or Dare.
Okay.
And what
can the dare be for us to hang up on you?
Shut up, you. What I want to happen is I want listeners to write in and dare me to do something that doesn't involve nudity and it's got to be clean.
Okay.
On this podcast.
Yep.
I think you're mistaking us for play school.
Yeah.
I want it to be worse than Wes.
So and then you have to go and do it, and you phone us and while you're doing it, like, you know, Austereo style, or you...
Toby, I haven't thought this through, doll.
Okay.
Like, I literally thought of that about 3 seconds before you called me.
Right.
Okay.
And given that we said we were going to call you 45 minutes before we did...
I'm on holiday. I'm very busy.
Why didn't you bring your bathers? Why are you dipping in your underwear? That's poor planning.
I did actually take my bathers, but decided when I got down there that I wanted to... It was that liberation thing. I just went, I'm just...
Wow, you're on a spiritual journey. Where's in Blair Gowrie? You know,
at the Blair Gowrie toilet.
Straight people, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So, Wes, basically what you're saying is, truth or dare, you want people to write in...
No, based on your response, I want to cut that.
No.
No, I think
it's a good idea. It's a good
email
idea.
Poofcast at talkingpoofy.com.au. What do you want Wes to do or say? The truth or the dare? You send in both. You send in the truth, the question, and you send in the dare, and Wes has to either answer it or do something horrific.
All right. I've got one.
I've got one
right off the back. All right.
Okay.
So, like, my experience of, like, those beaches at Mornington Peninsula, right, Sorrento and all that sort of stuff, you go for a dip, right, then you cross the road and you get some fish and chips, right, and you eat your fish and chips on the beach, right, normal. I think, whereas you've started the day in your underpants, you should complete it that way. I want you to eat chips on the beach in your underwear.
I said no nudity. Technically, you know.
Underpants are not nudity.
Underpants are not nudity. Right. In fairness, the chips up will be nude.
Yeah.
And if that is too confronting for you, we can discuss it, but...
Well, the only thing is I'm back at the house where I'm not near fish and chips. But you know what? Over the course of this weekend, I will do that and I will take a picture of it.
Excellent. Okay, and we'll pop it on the website.
We'll put it on the Talking Poofy website with the appropriate, you know, age restrictions.
Yes.
Where's eating his chips in the Nicky Nuna.
Nicky Nuna.
Just in his see-through underpants. Down in Portsea, in inverted commas.
I'm just imagining this photo, though. There's going to be Vaseline on the lens. You're going to hire a makeup artist.
Yeah, it has to be a real photo, not Instagram.
Yeah. Game on.
Okay, there we go.
All right, Wes. Well, it's up to everyone else to help Wes with his alleged segment.
Wes Snelling's Truth or Dare.
In bed with Wes Snelling.
In bed with Wes Snelling.
So I guess if you don't want to take the dare, then you have to tell us the truth. Is that the flip side?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do it like that.
Okay, great. Well, good. We look forward to the outcome of the of the undie chip eating dare. I'm disgusted by the thought of it even, just in advance.
Yeah, well, if you're not wearing clothes, what do you wipe your fingers on when you've had the chip?
Your wet undies.
Yeah. On your ginch gonch.
Oh, dear. Well, Wes, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, ta-da.
Bye. By your inflection, I can tell that you think what you're saying is funny, but... No.
Talk Poofy to me.
Well, here's a segment we haven't done in ages because we ran out of things to do.
Yeah.
But I found new ones.
What? What? Go on.
Is that a thing?
Hey!
Our first one is... Our first thing is a Google mistake, apparently.
Yes.
You found it. Client server database.
God knows how this became what it is. Like, I
know what a client server database is.
Well, it's
just like two computers.
Yeah, it's like an SQL.
Can I read you the Urban Dictionary definition of a client server database?
Okay, yeah.
It is a client server database is where you rim another man's asshole with your tongue and then force the full width of your girth in his ass.
So.
That's what they've defined client server database.
They've defined a client server database.
So how I know that when you search for it on Google, like one of the first two things that comes up is that definition.
Yes.
Your actual client server database.
So someone's presumably has hacked Google.
Yeah.
But how do you do that?
Or like just tricked it into a hole.
Good work. Good work, sir. Excellent work.
Because it's all to do with keywords and things that you can...
You
can trick Google.
Like, it's not really a phrase you can use in an erotic context, is it?
Client server database.
Yeah. I want to give you a client server database.
I don't understand why it's called that, like client server database.
Client server database. Yeah.
I can see the client server.
That Boolean query. Yeah. I'm going to lock your record set. Relational table is... Yeah.
So his boyfriend does this for
him. He does, yes. So you know all
the boss of
But I can understand the client server.
Yep, he queries my foreign key on a regular basis.
Oh, wow. I wish I could understand what
How is your cascading style sheet these days?
Compliant.
Is it Web 5 compliant?
I'm definitely going to get sex when I get home. Peter is going to listen to this. And I am going to get nerd sex.
I'm laughing because you're saying things I don't understand.
Well, let's talk in Scots language, all right?
Okay.
Oh, my God, how awesome is Paddy Lapone?
Oh, my God, I know. I walk into that one.
Fucking Broadway bitch.
I'm fluent in Bernadette Peters.
So basically a client server database is fucking someone with your tongue.
No. I thought the full width of your girth was your cock. So I thought it was rim, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Fuck, fuck, fuck. I thought it was a really rough.
It's
basically
so it's kind
rimming
of
him for lube.
Right.
And then rimming.
Is it like gay for pay?
Yeah, totes.
Gay for pay, rim for lube. Right.
I guess one's the client, one's the server.
Well, yeah. Yeah, client would be bottom. Server would be top.
We would be top.
Let's see. Database would be tongue and art. And no,
it doesn't no, scan.
I don't know.
It doesn't work.
It's not a thing.
I don't think it's a thing. I think it would be better called a cascading style sheet.
Yeah.
Would be a better description.
Maybe it's a kind of... Maybe it's like a kind of Santorum thing.
What's the Santorum?
The Santorum thing, like Santorum is a...
Rick Santorum.
Republican
nominee.
Who is just a fuckwit.
Yeah.
He's just a right-wing homophobic...
Correct.
He's a Republican. Generally, they are.
But yes, but his name has become synonymous. Santorum is now the definition of Santorum.
Dan Savage on the Savage Love podcast.
Yes, that's right.
Made it a thing.
Santorum mean the mixture of feces and lube after that is around your cock and ass after anal sex.
So I've got some
Santorum on the bottom sheet.
So he just said, "Hey, everyone, let's make it a thing. Let's just call it a Santorum."
Is it water-based lube or silicon-based lube? Because it's a very different mixture.
Well, I don't think it matters. I think it's more the feces that is the binding factor.
Hey, guess what? Let's follow his example. Mm-hmm. What is a Sanderlands?
Oh.
I can't. Oh. I'll get in trouble.
Okay.
You know what a Sandylands is?
What is a Sandylands?
A Sandylands is the small...
It sounds like a dry root.
No. The Sandylands is the small amount of blood on the reservoir tip of a condom.
That's the Sandylands.
After pulling out and after fucking someone very roughly.
That's the Sandy smear.
The Sandylands smear.
The Sandylands smear.
The small amount of blood.
What if it's a lot of blood?
Then
it's the whole Kyle.
Then it's the Jackie O.
These are my work colleagues.
You didn't say it. They're lovely people.
You didn't say it.
No, you didn't say it.
You didn't say it. In fact, you strenuously attempted to stop us from saying it.
Or, no, the Sandylands.
Yeah.
Is the taste in your mouth after you've been sucking someone off and they've started to come in your mouth without telling you, and you quickly go, ah! And there's still that just tiny little bit.
It's very evocative.
Why don't people tell you?
Sometimes they don't. Well, sometimes they can't speak English.
This is the thing I'm not enjoying about being single again.
Oh, when people don't. Surprise! When they pop out of the birthday cake, as it were.
Yeah. I don't mind if I'm at their house because I hang on to it and then go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And spit it in their clothes hamper.
It's unsafe. It's unsafe for one.
A Sandylands is a post-anal sex kind of lubey, rubbery fart.
Yummy.
So if you crack a Sandylands, you might evacuate some Santorum.
Yes, exactly. And we bring it full circle.
There you go.
No, Sandylands sounds like there's no lube involved at all. You know what I think it is?
No, Sandylands sounds like a place. Sandylands sounds like the Sandylands are the laneways behind a gay bar where everyone goes to piss and spew when they've had too much. Oh my god! I haven't seen Astrid for ages. Oh,
she's out in the Sandylands.
She's out in the Sandylands.
Getting
love.
Fingered by a cab driver.
Oh god!
Because there's always that grit in those laneways too.
Yeah, hideous grit. I think you're onto something.
Sandylands.
She's gone for a holiday in the Sandylands, or like office buildings in the doorways of office buildings where people are pissed on the way home.
I once fucked someone in the doorway of the flight of stairs up to the commission flats at the back of Chasers.
In the deep Sandylands.
Right up the Sandylands.
I like to call that the Sandylands Resort.
Yeah.
You went for a holiday on Sandylands Island.
See, now I've joined in. Sandylands. I'm going to get fired. No.
That's all right. Nobody listens.
We're going to lose all our advertisers.
I love you, Kyle. I think you're really funny.
I hate you.
No, I do quite like Kyle. We get along really well. He's never done anything to me.
I hate him.
All right, well, it's a thing. Everyone make it a thing.
Yep.
We've defined the thing.
The Sandylands.
The Sandylands Resort.
The Sandylands Resort.
She's Sandylands.
The Sandy Islands. So you go and make it a thing, everybody.
You go and create it. Tell everyone what it is.
Thank you.
The planet literally swarms with all sorts of strange creatures.
Talk poofy to me.
Hello? Hello? Kowai? There's fucking no one here. Obviously a big cue for the douching hose in cubicle 3. Those fucking lazy faggots have left good old Grunty alone. Fucking rude. I've got things to see and people to do. I can't stick around here all fucking day waiting for germy, spermy and shit stain to work out how to use the up button on the lifts. Anyway. Hello, listeners. Triple M. It's 25 after the hour, and what the fuck are you doing listening to the radio when you should be down at Wrongin's, Australia's best-loved national chain of gay bars and discount jewellers, pouring your hard-earned money into my fucking pockets? Here is the news. In a stunning reversal of fortune, Cher today announced that she would have plastic surgery to look more like Grunty McFuckring. It's been a banner year for the incredibly handsome Grunty, or as we all take very much fucking delight in calling him, ooh, Mr. McFuckring, so big, so strong you. Following his long-expected and very much fucking deserved Nobel Prize for Best Drag Show Southside. Well, this is about as entertaining as Hobart Pride, and twice as well attended. Assuming those cavernous sluts don't have their iPhones jammed in their lower colon for better reception, I'm going to text them. Hey, yo, toe-legged viral infections. Where fuck you me here imagining fry pan raping a house. How? Delete. Fucking autocorrect. Raping mouth. Hurry before kill use. Cheryl Moana Marie. Back home she waited for me. Oh, fuck, 20 cents. Fucking have that. Oh, shit, and that. Oh, yeah, and that. Don't know what I need a spare Bluetooth keyboard for, but I'll find a fucking use for it. Don't worry. Oh, fucking hell, where are they? I gave up cruising the local soup kitchen for trade for this.
Oh, hello.
Hey, Grunty.
Oh, hi, Grunty.
Hey.
Oh, fucking hell, not before time. You know, it's fucking 2019 by now in the real world. Fuck me, just when I'd got me hopes up that you two fucking AIDS-ridden scabies on the face of humanity had finally died in a ditch apricot deep in some homeless mongoloid, turns out you're alive and ruining my fucking day after all. Right, well, I've pissed off enough of my valuable time into your eager, gaping, scab-lined mouths today, so sit the fuck down and press record.
Okay.
Hey.
Jeez.
Poofcast.
We don't do those anymore.
No,
we've got the song.
We've got the little.
Oh, can you hear it playing in the background?
Yeah,
it's good, isn't it?
Why do we have to do the best ofs with the song going the whole time?
Because it's funny.
It's like Chinese water torture. I'm having little epileptic spasms.
All right, do you want me to explain exactly why?
Exactly why?
Because I'm really bad at editing and it covers up the edit points.
All right, yeah, great.
See, when you say it hides our numerous flamboyant mistakes,
that's right.
I understand that clearly.
Because what you're meant to do is what's called a crossfade.
Yeah,
so one goes out and one goes in so that you don't get a harsh at the end of a sentence. And that would involve me knowing what I'm doing.
Right.
Well, that clearly can't be allowed.
Because I've seen the crossfade done and I've tried to do it myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a bit like gardening.
Yeah.
Crossfades are exactly like gardening, Toby.
Yeah, I've seen people do it.
I've seen gardening. I've seen it happen.
I've seen people.
It's like sex with women. I've seen people do it.
Ooh.
Hello, Mum and Dad. And
yeah!
No, Toby, I was talking about your Mum and Dad. I'm not doing it myself. I can't do it myself.
Oh, dear. We'll come back for this trio of uphill gardeners next time.
Ta-da!
obviously a big cue for the douching hose in Cubicle 3. Those lazy faggots have left good old Grunty alone in here. Fucking rude. I've got things to see, people to do. I can't stick around here all fucking day waiting for Jeremy, Spermy and Shit Stain to work out how to use this. Sorry.